So there's basically two different approaches to automatic speech recognition. We have the more traditional approach and we have a newer approach that's emerging. The traditional approach uses two different models, a language model and an acoustic model. And what happens is that when somebody says a phrase, and the technical term for that phrase is an utterance, what happens is that the language model tries to extract from that recording the basic building blocks of speech, and we call those phonemes. So they're the sounds that you might hear in words like baby has two phonemes, you know, has bay and be. You might think of these as syllables. It's a good sort of point of reference. They're not quite syllables, but it's a helpful way to think of them. But basically what happens is that when somebody says something and they say a phrase, the utterance, it's the job of the acoustic model to match that to the basic building blocks of speech, to phonemes. Then what happens is that once the phonemes are extracted, the language model needs to figure out which of those phonemes goes into which words. And so it's the job of the language model to reconstruct words from phonemes. And this is why you need different speech recognition models for different languages, because in different languages you have different phonemes. So the phonemes in French are somewhat different to English, and the phonemes in Japanese are quite different to English. And so this is one of the reasons why voice assistance in different languages is quite a difficult problem, because languages are so different.
But the acoustic model is common across different languages, but a separate language model is then applied.
No, that's not true. So you need, sorry for being so direct.
No, of course.
You need a different acoustic model per language. Different phonemes are pronounced differently in different languages. Mm. So we might have a phoneme called ka in English, but in Indonesian the K sound is a lot softer, so it would be ka. And in Arabic that ka sound is different again. It's a much more guttural sound, which is why you need a different acoustic model per language.
Mm. And presumably that immediately gets complicated by regional dialect and so on. So you sort of have an infinitely expanding number of acoustic and language models. The more widespread you want the technology to become.
Absolutely. So imagine that you speak English but you have a heavy Welsh accent. Your acoustic model is going to be incredibly different from somebody who speaks with a very proper British accent. That acoustic model is going to be very, very different. On top of that, you also have slang. So not only does the acoustic model have to match the speaker, the language model has to recognise idiosyncrasies and idioms in the language. So I know a couple of us in the voice caller are Australian. So imagine the sentence, there's been a bingle up at Broadie and the traffic's chockers back to the servo and I'm going to be late for bevvies at Tomo's. Now, if you're Australian... and you're not, and you've been here a few years, that sentence...
I've been here 10 years, I've still got no idea what you said.
I got so, it.
Points for Sean. He's going to bevvies at Tomo's. So you see the issue here that we have with slang. It's not just the acoustic model, which needs to be cognizant of accents. It's also the language model as well, and idioms of language.